JC11, 240 words per minute, copyright, courtreportinghelp.com, ready. You are the sole judges of the credibility or the believability of each witness and the weight to be given to his or her testimony. As used in this charge, the credibility of a witness means the truthfulness or the lack of truthfulness of a witness. The weight of the evidence means the extent to which you are or are not convinced by the evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, the number of witnesses that testify on one side or the other of any issue is not alone the test of the credibility of the witnesses and the weight of the evidence. If warranted by the evidence, you may believe one witness against a number of witnesses. The test that you must used in applying this case are 1. How truthful is the witness? And 2. How convincing is his or her evidence in the light of all the evidence and the circumstances shown? In determining the credit and the weight that you will give to the testimony when a witness has testified before you, you may consider, if found by you from the evidence, his or her good memory or lack of memory, the interest or lack of interest of the witness in the outcome of the trial, the relationship of the witness to any of the parties or to other witnesses, his or her demeanor and manner of testifying, his or her opportunity and means or lack of opportunity and means of having knowledge of the matters concerning which he or she testified, the reasonableness or the unreasonableness of his or her testimony, his or her apparent fairness or lack of fairness, the intelligence or lack of intelligence of the witness, the bias, prejudice, hostility, friendliness, or unfriendliness of the witness for or against the state of Wisconsin or for or against the defendant, and if applicable in this case, the intoxication of any witness at the time of the events concerning which he or she testified. A witness may be discredited or impeached if it can be shown by contradictory evidence that he or she testified falsely concerning a matter in a material point, or by evidence that at some other time the witness has said or done something, or has failed to say or do something which is inconsistent with the present testimony of the witness. If you believe that any person has been so impeached and has testified falsely, then it is your exclusive province as the jury in this case to give the testimony of that witness such credibility or weight, if any, as you may think it deserves. You may believe such parts of their testimony as you believe to be true, and reject such parts as you believe to be false, or you may refuse to believe any part of such testimony.